Hello, 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 my beautiful, amazing, brilliant, confident people, humans. We are back for another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers. It is our 1 year anniversary episode, and it just so happens to be the 30th episode of Breaking Barriers. We've made it. We've made it through some not so great, some beautiful, and just highs and lows, but that's life moments. I'm really happy to be here because last night I had a great experience within the Black community in general, and just within like creative wise, I've met so many amazing people, but we're gonna tap into that. But first things first, I just want to say how happy I am to be. Honestly, I'm filming the first YouTube video for the Breaking Barriers podcast. I am just so happy to be like in a creative space and genuinely just tapping into the environment and into the, I don't necessarily know how to say, like, just tapping into the authentic person that I was meant to be. I am kind of at a loss of words because last night really just showed me that I was meant to be in those rooms. I was meant to meet those people that I met last night. I was meant to experience and enjoy the ambiance and the vibes that were curated, not even necessarily just for me, but like for those around me. I was meant to experience that and share those moments and converse and connect to the people that I've honestly have been wanting to meet and people that I have just like never met, but I've met some executives. I met some music artists, I met creatives, and I met some entrepreneurs. It was just absolutely beautiful and brilliant, and I just want to talk about the journey that we have gone through together throughout the year that Breaking Barriers has been around. And you guys know that the first episode that I put out, I was literally in my car. I was recording on my phone, and I was talking about my mental health in that moment. And I can honestly say that we have elevated, we have grown, we are in a better headspace, we have a more clear mindset, and we are leveled. We are still growing. Some days are not better than others, but we are here and we are thriving and we are doing the best we can. But my skin is glowing. I am smiling from cheek to cheek. I am being the most creative I have ever been. And honestly, I was placed into an environment last night and just throughout the year that have taught me lessons and that just made me realize that I was meant to be there. So, you guys, I don't really know what to say. I just want to say thank you for just being there for me, for supporting me, for always constantly letting me share my voice and share my opinions and allowing others to come onto the podcast to share their voice and share their opinions on societal barriers, whether it be through fitness, whether it be through mental health, whether it just be me and my girls talking and chatting about different things in life and that what we're going through. I just genuinely love that I have this platform and that I have the support that I have to be able to spread the word, spread my awareness, and just genuinely connect to those who can relate to the topic that is on the screen, that is on the phone, that is on whatever we're talking about. I just want to be able to just connect and be able to have someone relate to whatever I'm going through or just whatever is going on in the world. And it's definitely not always negative and it's definitely not always positive, but y'all know me. I always am wanting to exude the best positive energy that I have and bring to the table what I'm bringing to the table. Okay. I just love this platform. I just love that I am able to share my voice and share my journey and just be able to express the values that I have placed upon myself and place them into the world that is this podcast arena, that is just the social aspect to creativeness, the entrepreneurial world, and just being blessed and just being highly favored as a young Black businesswoman, as a young Black voice, as a young Black beautiful woman who is wanting to express her values and express the way that she deserves to be in the spaces that she is in. Okay, so I am actually going to go through a list of things that I want to talk about on this 1 year episode. I hope you guys can hear me because my mic is kind of like, I don't know, I feel like it's kind of low right now, but I hope you guys can hear me. Yeah, I just want to talk about how I'm feeling so grateful, how I have just reflected throughout this year of 2022, even though it has flown by like crazy. So I'm going to go through all of my episodes, actually, for Breaking Barriers. Ooh, this is going to be so exciting. Okay. Wow. Oh my gosh, that be scrolling. Okay. Breaking Barriers 1, Vulnerability and Emotions. So, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. The description says, "Hi lovelies, welcome to Breaking Barriers podcast, where we talk about breaking those barriers of facing emotions and figuring out where they are coming from. It's a more melancholy episode for it to be the first one, but I hope you enjoy." Yeah, y'all. I don't know what was happening in my mind or whatever I was feeling in my car, but that was the episode that changed everything. And even though we're only a year in, I am super excited and super proud of myself for being vulnerable and expressing my emotions and just letting it out and, you know, connecting with others. Breaking Barriers 02, Knowing Your Worth. Today we are talking about worth and how valuing your worth can lead to the best spaces into your life. And I still believe that to this day. Also, we touch bases on me quitting my job and how I became the person I am today. And that was my job that I worked at a car dealership for a year and a half. And, that was that as well. And when I was at the boutique and I quit that job. But knowing your worth, you are so worthy. You are so capable. You are so valued. You belong in those spaces. You matter. And just go for it. Because you never know. You never know until you ask. So, there you go. Breaking Barriers 03. The Venn Diagram of Society. In parentheses, comparison. In today's episode, we are talking about comparison and what my perspective is on confidence and how social media can trigger comparisons, especially within the millennial age. I still believe that, honestly, completely. It's crazy to think about how social media like can literally make people anxious about how someone should go about their life, how one should perceive themselves, or how others are perceived by them. And just comparison in general is literally the thief of joy. Like, why would you want to compare yourself to somebody else? Can't nobody be like you, and you can't be like that person. Why not just be in the same space and share the same values instead of comparing whatever y'all have going on? It doesn't make sense. Breaking Barriers 04, Desire from Within. I think this is probably one of my favorite episodes. Beautiful people, throughout today's conversation, we will be talking about desires we've had this year. Also, we will touch base on affirming positive energy into the next chapter of life and how it can truly affect the way we see oneself. We are breaking that barrier to allow ourselves to be the higher version of ourselves and go at it with strength and patience. Enjoy. You guys, go back and listen to that episode because it was a very short episode. It was a 24-minute episode, but That was one of my favorite episodes because I learned so much about myself and how much I desire the joy and the strength and the affirming positive energy that I actually have. And I think this is when I like genuinely realized that I was exuding great energy into my life and into my purpose, and other people started to notice. So go listen to Breaking Barriers 04, Desire From Within. Go check that episode out. It's one of my favorite episodes. It's 24 minutes long. You can listen to it while you're cleaning. You can listen to it while you're driving. You can listen to it while you're working out. However you want to listen to it, the episode, go for it and listen to it, because you are positive, you are an amazing human, and you have the desire to build and just grow in the person that you are. Breaking Barriers 05, 2022. Let's be beautiful. Happy New Year, beautiful humans. In today's episode, we are talking about some lessons, amazing and fun moments of 2021. Ooh, what a year that was. I also talk about some amazing things I have in store for 2022 and setting my intentions. Enjoy. That was a cute episode too. I enjoyed that one because I really set intentions and a lot of things that I have achieved so far. Oh my gosh. I'm just so grateful. I just thank a lot every single day for allowing me to be the person that I am, for taking each step to chasing my dreams, and whether they are failures or whether they are successes. I'm still here today to tell a tale, and do y'all hear my stomach? Oh my gosh, to tell the tale and just honestly finding values in the ways that 2022 and 2021 and the previous years have allowed me to be in the person that I am. So I'm really excited for 2023 because your girl is leveling the fuck up, okay? Breaking Barriers 06, Finding Value in Cultivating Your Craft. Hi, lovelies. In today's episode, we are talking about finding the value in creating your brand and how I see social media. I also touch base on the insecurities and growth through social media's businesses. I love this episode. Thank you for listening. I really did love this episode. I think this was around the time where I was really focused on Seamless and how I was really trying to cultivate my craft through social media and growing my businesses throughout the time I was doing this network marketing businesses that I'm no longer a part of. But I was really touching bases on my insecurities and growing through that as well. So go check out that episode as well. Breaking Barriers 07, The Power of Keep Going. I have some pretty good titles. Like, I really just be typing it. Beautiful humans, welcome back to another episode of Breaking Barriers. In today's episode, we are talking about the power of health and wellness, business ventures and growth, comfort zones, and how a year can change so much in life. I'm telling y'all, a year can literally change so much in your life. Breaking Barriers 08, dating. Let's talk about it. I was just getting into dating. Y'all, your girl talks about her dating life. It was exciting to talk about something slowly maturing into my life. I get into the dating apps I'm using, my college days, and what I desire in my future husband. Seriously. I hope y'all are breaking those barriers on getting uncomfortable and being confident and getting out into the dating scene with me. I think that is so funny because I'm still dating to this day and it's been a journey. We'll touch more base on that soon. Breaking Barriers 09, it is okay to start over. We are back, lovely humans. In today's episode, I talk about some breakthroughs I had this past weekend. From the confidence I went through my health and wellness business, hitting the reset button, and normalizing asking for help. I still believe that. Ask for help. It is okay to ask for help. Yeah. Episode 10. Frequencies into Vibes. I love this episode too. I feel like the best episodes, honestly, are probably like the shortest ones. Because this is a 20-minute episode. Hi, lovelies. I love this episode on recapping my Valentine's Day weekend. Frequencies into vibes we shared as I go into the poetry night filled with amazing Black people and vulnerability. I hope you enjoy this lovely episode and spread your energy within the right circles. That was a good one. Frequencies into vibes. Check out this episode. Episode 10. Frequencies into vibes. That was a good night, too. Yes, my 25th birthday episode, or how I feel about turning 25. Yeah. Breaking Barriers 11, how I feel about turning 25. Today, we'll be talking about how I feel about turning 25 and the excitement I have with going into this new chapter. Yeah, I talk about, in episode 12, I talk about my recap trip in New York City. That was the best trip ever. Breaking Barriers 12, Golden Year V-Day Recap in New York City. In today's episode, we are recapping my birthday in New York City with my girlies. Oh my gosh, yes. Y'all go back and look at my reels and everything on the Instagram page because that was a vibe. That was a vibe. I wish I was vlogging back then too. Breaking Barriers 13, not being hard on yourself and body confidence. In today's episode, I talk about not being so hard on myself, the obstacles of self-doubt, listening to my body when it needs to slow down, all things reset, and rest and body confidence. Episode 14, living in the moment. Yeah, I think I had taken a break for a while, but this is around the time where I launched my website for Seamless, but I was living in the moment and recording from my car. Y'all, I need to eat something because my stomach is literally growling. I'm living in the moment and recording from my car as a little life update on what's going on in my life. Episode 15. Let's set the tone for ya. The R&B Music Fest. Y'all, this was after all the May Chronicles that I had because everybody was graduating. My sister was getting married and it was just a lot. But in today's episode, I'm setting the vibes and describing my experience at this year's R&B Fest in Atlanta. From the fashion to the food, your girl had a great time. Take a listen to the lyrics of Miguel and Miss Badu. I loved it. Episode 16, you always regret what you don't try. Y'all, I spit some fire in this episode. I remember. Lovely humans, today we're talking about my beautiful business, Sing This by Sammy. Why I started her, my views on fear and opinions, and where I see my passion project in the future. I really love this episode so much. Episode 16, you always regret what you don't try. Yep, check that out. Breaking Barrier 17, FOMO. I'm talking about my fears of missing out. I touch base on why I'm feeling this way and how I got myself out of that funk. Episode 18, communication, toxicity, and sneaky links. This was a good one with my girls. This was like a different like barrier that I was breaking, honestly. We talk about relationships, situationships, and communications. Within relationships and like sex and all that type of stuff. Honestly, we break barriers over here now. We're grown. Breaking Barriers 19, I learned some things about myself. That was a great Q&A episode. Episode 20 was with my best friend Cameron, a little catch up. The 20th episode, oh my God, that was a cute one. Episode 21, Hot Girl Walks and talks about spirituality and affirmations. My lovely humans, we have a Hot Girl Walk episode. Today, we talk about how I'm feeling, my tone into how I'm going into the next season of life, spoke some affirmations into our lives, and transferred energy and got out of my comfort zone. Y'all, I really do be cultivating vibes over here. Episode 22 is with my girls Amra, Diamond, and Janaya with setting intentions on elevating your life. That was a great episode too. That was an hour-long episode, but we talk about setting intentions through your daily habits. We're getting vulnerable about mental health and then some. Check that one out as well. Just go ahead and listen to all of the episodes, but episode 22 was a good one. Episode 23 is when I launched season 2 of Breaking Barriers with the new cover art. Y'all, super cute. But it's season 2, baby. I love the energy I've created for this season, and I just wanted to catch up and reflect on what's happening in my life, where I see myself career-wise, and how I'm approaching these last 3 months of the year. Enjoy the fall vibes while tapping into your authenticity. The episode was, I'm back, creating the fall vibes, my career path, and my end of year goals. Episode 24, how I'm living my everlasting life and not giving a fuck about other people's opinions. Yes, I've been taking steps to elevating my life and stop allowing opinions and approval to get out of the way of living your life. I still believe in that. Dang, it just got dark outside. Episode 25, recognizing your worth. We talk about recognizing your potential when it comes to anything creative. Episode 26, approaching a new level in life. I'm talking about how November was a path and how I plan to level up my abundant self and how I inspire myself when I'm feeling down and just enjoying life and things that I deserve. Episode 27, Black excellence in a creative space. That's when I went to the Essence Girls United Summit. Still one of the best events I've been to, despite last night, because that was a great event. Episode 28, 10 best things I prioritized for myself in my 20s. That was a great episode as well. Go check that one out. Episode 28. Episode 29, my Thanksgiving episode. And now we're here. Episode 30, the 1 year episode of Breaking Barriers and how I'm so grateful for you guys. And I can just tell how I've just elevated throughout my life and just throughout the year and just seeing the shift of myself, my mindset, my creativity, and just literally like myself in general. I loved how I express and enjoy how I, you know, how I hold my, how I uphold myself. You guys, I'm a different person. I can genuinely say that I am a different person than I was when I first started this podcast. I love myself. I love myself so deep. It's crazy. I love the life I'm curating. I love the people that I have around me. And I'm always going to have that just inspiring and aspiring just taste in my mouth. Just wanting to explore the things around me. So let's talk about last night's event. I kind of manifested it. I literally said that I was going to work with Spotify, or that I was going to, I still am, that I'm going to go to some type of event and connect with a lot of people from Spotify. Lo and behold, my good sis Layla, she works with a lot of events and everything, and she works in some type of like Spotify thing, but I got an email. And I got invited to the holiday hang. And I will pop some pictures up here. And you guys go check out my vlog channel, or just my main channel. I'm doing FOMIS. So that'll be FOMIS Day 7 when I go to the Spotify holiday event. But I manifested that I was going to go to a Spotify event. And I went. And that was probably the best event I've been to. I met Paige Cherie. I met some executives. I met some artists, some music artists. And when I tell y'all, like, I kind of stood out because I feel like everybody was wearing black, but I wore this like bright green turtleneck and like a checkered skirt. It was super cute. But I had did my own hair the day before, and I was just super excited because I just love those types of events. I love connecting with people. I love meeting new people. I love just genuinely being around like my black people and just seeing what everybody has going on in the world. Like, I met fashion designers. I met freaking, like, I just never knew. I was like, pinch me. Like, this is so crazy. Like, everything doesn't have to happen at speed time. Everything, comma, in time. I knew I was going to meet Paige Cherie. I've been saying that I was going to meet her for like 2 years. Lo and behold, I met her at a Spotify event when I said I was going to go to a Spotify event. And she was the most genuine, loving person ever. And she's going to be on the podcast. You guys, like, I'm freaking out right now. Like, we talked and she was like, you are so lovely. Like, I can feel your energy and the genuine person that you are. Like, I just feel it. Y'all, I was so happy. But not even just her. Like, I was just so happy to be in the room. Like, I texted my sister this morning and I was like, I got teary-eyed last night on the way home because my cup was so full. I literally said, I've always wanted to be in those spaces and meet people who fueled me, and I have you to thank for that. And she was like, you are the room, you are the moment, you deserve to be there, and people deserve to experience your light. When I tell y'all, I was so happy when I got home and I woke up so happy. I deserve this, and I just know that more amazing things are coming my way, and I just, there's so many amazing people that I met last night. I'm gonna have to, like, put their names in the bio or whatever, because I met some fire photographers, some creatives, some people that own yoga studios, people that are executives, people that, like, I don't know how I ended up in that room. But I was there, and I deserve to be there. I was meant to be there. And literally, I was so elated. Like, I was just smiling and just so happy last night, because the way I spoke things into my life, the way I am speaking great things into my life and just seeing them flourish and seeing them come to fruition is literally what manifestation is about, and believing in the actions that I have placed behind my words. I am working hard. I am a creative. I'm, y'all, like, I can get emotional just talking about it, because I just know that great things are constantly happening to me despite whatever is going on in the world, despite the obstacles that I have going on in the world or whatever is happening. I just know that great things are constantly happening to me. I am in those rooms. I am at that table. I'm setting my placemat and eating at the same table, conversing at the same table, working on business plans, curating projects with those people that I deserve to work with, and just in general, having the space and being in the space, creating relationships, curating the vibes, and being the person that I was meant to be, growing into the person that I was meant to be, being the person and valuing the person that I was meant to be, was there last night. I stood out in the room. I got so many compliments on my outfit, and I just saw so many beautiful people in the fashion industry, in the music industry, and just all around, like, I was meant to be there. I'm just in shock at the fact that I was there. I had my people around me. I had my sisters there. I had, oh my gosh, y'all, like, I don't know, like, I'm just like a bubbly, like, positive, affirming person, and I feel like my energy is just, like, it exudes, like, you know, I attract people, not even like a conceited way, but I have placed my energy around that for people to exude my positive energy, for people to feel my positive energy. I don't want people to feel negative energy from me, so I'm always exuding positive energy out into the world for people to feel that. So I feel like I was drawn to that situation, and it was meant for me. I loved it. I loved every single part of it. I'm just so grateful for everything that I have in my life and for things that are coming my way. 2023 is about to be the most reflective, the most lucrative, the most brilliant, the most creative, the most beautiful, the most world-round, the most stamps on my passport, the most beautiful experiences, the most clear skin, the most water I've drank, the most healthiest, wealthiest, wellness, building. I don't know. Like, I'm just really speaking great things into my next year, into my life, tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day, and the next day. it's just going to be beautiful. And I just want you guys to know that speaking great things into your life is definitely good for your mind, for your body, for your soul, for your spirit. Don't speak negative things into your life. Otherwise, it won't happen. Constantly speak great things into your life. Affirm great things into your life. Manifest great things into your life. Despite whatever you have going on, you never know what can happen. And I am just so proud of myself. I'm so happy for you, Samira. Genuinely, I'm so proud of you. Because I've grown mentally, physically, spiritually, and just creatively all around. I just know, despite the struggles that you have gone through and that may come your way, you are still going to be on your feet and you are still going to be taking one step at a time and getting to the destination you are meant to be. I am in those rooms. I am at that table. I am filling someone's cup. I am filling someone's cup. Someone else is filling my cup as well. And great things are constantly happening to me. Great things are constantly happening to you. Do good things for your body. Do good things for your spirit. Do good things for your mental health. Take care of yourself. Check on your people. I love you all so freaking much. Thank you so much for 30 episodes. Thank you so much for sticking around for another year. I love you all. Go break those barriers. Go be the person you are meant to be. Chase your dream, no matter if it fails or not. Because you are still here. Get back up and chase something else. No, actually, don't chase it. Attract it. Because I don't chase. I attract. What is meant for me will be. What is not, won't be. I love you all so much. Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Breaking Barriers. It was a beautiful one. And I will see you all next week. Cheers. Love you.